Blue Urban Grass Radio, and this is your 6 p.m. end of day update from day one of the TSH Stainers Rally 2017, supported by Subaru WRC Spares.
Okay, so we're at the end of day one of the TSH stages. It's Jason and Kieran, and we thought for the 6 o'clock bulletin we'd catch up with some of the interviews that we did during the day and some of the highlights.
Later on as well, we'll have the full results for the whole of the day up to stage eight as we go into day two in the morning.
Now, we caught up with Ben Parker in car number 18 just as he was about to head off into the last few stages. And Ben is currently fifth overall. Here's what he said earlier today. Car number 18. So, how's it going, Ben?
Not too bad so far. I had tyres on the last stage, which looked a bit like a bed of sausages. But apart from that, everything's fine. If I could drive it properly, we'd be going much quicker.
I'm sure you're doing well. So, you gave your service guys a bit of work to do, did you?
A little bit. We managed to avoid all the scenery, which was good, but yeah, we ruined them.
And most people have been, hitting things, so you haven't done that. That's good.
Please don't tempt fate.
No, I won't tempt fate.
Don't say that.
So tell us a bit about your car.
It's a Honda Civic. There's nothing really to tell. It's got a 2-litre engine out of a newer Type R in it with a pair of Gen V stuck on the front. Apart from that, it's standard. That's basically it. There's nothing really to tell.
So you describe yourself as a proper clubman, rally car and competitors?
I would like to think so, yes.
Brilliant. Well, best of luck for the rest of the afternoon.
No problem. I might actually have to go and buy some new tyres because we're running on part ones that I've bought and everything. So I might actually have to open my wallet.
Oh dear, that sounds painful.
I'm not looking forward to that.
Your navigator said he'd lend you some money for them, is that right?
But to be honest, he did say whatever we use, he'd pay for.
Well, brilliant!
Which is now official and on radio, so he's got to do it.
So 4 new tyres, maybe a spare as well?
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
Well, if not 8.
Yeah, best of luck for the rest of the afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. We caught up with car 69 earlier this morning. That was Stuart Smith. They've been having problems with the transmission and gearbox, and they were up late last night rebuilding that. And the best part, it is their birthday today. And Kieran, we were promised birthday cake.
We saw none of it today. However, I have a sneaky suspicion if we go back tomorrow, there might be a bit left over.
Okay, so we're here with car 69. What's happening today? What's your car all about?
Well, it's a historic spec Mark II Escort running a Pinto. Had a lot of gearbox issues and bell housing issues over the last couple of weeks, even till 11, 12 o'clock last night with a gearbox on the floor. But we made it this morning, improvisation.
So proper rally prep, you're still preparing the car already then?
Yeah, that's right. Everything else has gone smoothly, but just the main problems with the transmission. So we should be able to get this start and we'll see how we go.
So Navigator, where are they? Are they here?
Warren.
Right, co-driver. Okay. So what's it like sitting alongside him?
Yeah, it's good fun. It's still a learning curve, obviously, because it's only our third rally, but it's learning all the time. And it'd be nice to get the finish today. We've had a few car issues over the last few months and we're just looking for some reliability out of it, really.
So what's special about this event? What makes this one slightly different?
Well, it's part of, we're signed up to the Stage Masters Championship, so it's one of the rounds, and it was a pretty good opportunity for us to get on the tarmac and carry on with the learning process.
Excellent. Well, best of luck for today and hope to see you at the end of day one.
Thank you.
It's also my birthday.
Your birthday today? So the most important question, do you have cake?
I do, thank you. Megan made me a lovely rally cake over there. So.
And what time the cake has been cut? We need to be there for that.
Unfortunately, we've left it in the fridge, so we will have a bit of that later.
Well, best of luck for the day.
Thank you.
So for our final highlight of the day, we caught up with none other than Steve Furzen, of course, car number one today and first in place overall at the moment. More results to come very shortly after this interview. This was Steve and Yvonne Furzen heading into the last stage, and Yvonne isn't looking too good. Car number one, Steve Furzen.
It's not very well. Been very poorly, being sick and everything, so I told her this time just sit there and we'll go on what we can see. You know, between the two up and down and the smell of the tyres, it's so she's filled one carrier bag, so Morrison's carrier bag's coming handy for Sunday.
It's nothing to do with your driving, obviously.
No, we're just having a Sunday afternoon drive on the Saturday.
I don't blame you. You can make it up tomorrow. You've done that before.
Where we are at the moment, but I haven't seen no times. But one more to go today, and then she can go and have a rest.
Well, best of luck, and I hope Yvonne, you feel better tomorrow.
Yeah, it should be all right tomorrow.
Yep. Okay, thanks, guys. So let's have a look at the top 10 positions, starting at number 10. It's car number 26, which is Scott Barnes in his Peugeot 106 rally. In ninth position, it's car number 40. That's Dave Kynaston in his Triumph TR7. In eighth place, it's car number 19. That's Joss Mell in his Honda CRX. In seventh place, it's car number 12. That's Rick Neal in his Darien. In sixth place is car number 5, that's Danielle Fersland in the Subaru Impreza. In place number 5, that's car number 18, that's Ben Parker in the Honda Civic. In position number 4, it's car number 16, which is Dan Gibson in his Darien. And in third place, it's James Harvey in the Subaru Impreza. In position number 2, it's Paul King in the Ford Escort RS. And overnight lead after day one of the TSH stages, it's car number 1 in first place, that's Steve Fersland in the Subaru Impreza.
We'll be back at 9 a.m. tomorrow for day 2 of the TSH Stages Rally 2017, supported by Subaru WRC Spares.